Hi, Daniel. Daniel?
Yeah.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can.
Perfect. If you'd like, we're not going to be using the video element of the recording, so you can go ahead and shut that off if you'd like.
Okay.
And let's see here. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. That's awesome. I'm actually on your website right now, the Dio Celtic Jewelry.
Yep.
.com. Perfect. So, were you able to receive the questions that I'm going to be going through with you today?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. Do you want to go ahead and just get into it?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. Perfect. So,
I guess one question I have is just,
yeah, absolutely.
How long is it supposed to be? How long can I talk on each one of those? Or is there going to be any, like, follow-up questions on any of these? Or?
Yeah, there may be some follow-up questions. And actually, at this point, I don't have an interview scheduled directly after you. So you can kind of,
okay.
Elaborate as much as you'd like, and then I can edit it afterward.
Okay.
Perfect. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and your Shapeways shop and your website?
Okay. Well, I got into Shapeways about 2 years ago, and I've been a 3D modeler for a long time because I'm an engineer by training.
Cool.
And my job.
Yeah.
So the Shapeways thing is a hobby for me, and when I first started out, I was kind of designing a lot of different things. I didn't gravitate immediately to Celtic jewelry. I designed some bases and prototype parts for people and things like that. Played around with some toy designs with my, for my son.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the D&O comes from. Always for my son, my 10-year-old. And I'm teaching him how to design, and he also kind of critiques a lot of my designs.
Nice.
But then... I saw a lot of the amazing jewelry people were doing on Shapeways, and I thought, I just wanted to try it, and I did a couple, and it was popular, and so I just kind of ran with it. I just kind of kept going in that direction,
mm-hmm. And
most of that was, so a lot of that was just learning how to do it, and finding my niche. That was about the first 6 or 8 months, and since then, I've really focused on the Celtic jewelry. And it's been popular, and it's been a lot of fun, so.
Nice, that's amazing. So the first piece of jewelry that you made, do you remember if it was actually Celtic, or was it just, like, a ring that was pretty standard?
The first piece of jewelry I made was Celtic.
Nice.
It was a ring, and I don't know if you are on the website, if you see the motherhood knot. I had that on a ring, and the very first one I got of it, it didn't turn out the greatest, because
mm-hmm. That
was when I was still in my learning phase, but it did allow me to see, where I could improve, and I have newer versions of that now that are a lot better than when I first started.
Yeah, I'm actually looking on your website right now, and I can see the Motherhood Knot Celtic ring, and it's beautiful. It's amazing. It looks like you print in multiple different materials as well.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So, Shapeways, I think the best material they have is the raw brass or raw bronze, because you get more detail out of that than you do with some of the steel ones that, are the least expensive,
mm-hmm. But
that's a powdered metal, so you don't get the level of detail out. The raw brass and raw bronze are only a little bit more expensive, but they get a lot more detail because they print that in wax and then they make a casting from it. So that's my advice. Those are my favorite of their two materials.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at one on your site right now. It's the Eternal Cross necklace in bronze. And you're correct. Like you can see the detail in it. So it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah. So you said that you started your shop about 2 years ago. So let's see, how was the learning curve? Because I know you said you had an engineering background, and I'm sure the segue was seamless, but do you remember your first, modeling software?
Yes. Well, actually, there was a long learning curve, because the software I use, for my job is Pro-E and Creo now, I guess is what they call it,
mm-hmm.
and some AutoCAD. At home, I don't have access to those because they're extremely expensive.
Right.
So I had to learn some new software, and the one I tried out was Blender.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I still use Blender for all this stuff, but it is a lot different, and that is the one critique of it is that it is not as user-friendly as a lot of the other ones, as like Google SketchUp, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get into it, it has a lot of tools in it that are more powerful than a lot of the other ones, too. So it's a trade-off, and it did take me probably 3 or 4 months of just learning how to do this software before I ordered my first couple of 3D prints. And then when I got to that point, learning how to design for 3D printing also took a while. Like I said, a lot of my initial designs were rejected by Shapeways at first for
really?
Various reasons. Usually I violated their thin walls problem, you know,
mm-hmm.
their limitation. Yeah. And back then, now, today, Shapeways has a really awesome new software on their website that will show you exactly where the thin walls are in your model when you upload it.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, they didn't have that. So it was all just kind of trial and error. I would do my best to try to make sure I met all the requirements, but I still would screw up sometimes.
Absolutely, yeah.
So yeah, that took some learning too, and it's much easier today, like I said, because they have a tool that'll show you right where the problems are before you even order anything. So that took me, the first 6 or 8 months or so was all just learning the CAD software, learning how to design for 3D printing, and ordering some and kind of going through iterations until I figured it out.
That's awesome. Like, one question that I have for you is, would you recommend Blender as a beginning, software for someone to learn on if they don't have any background in 3D modeling?
I would not recommend Blender.
Yeah.
Not to start with. I would recommend, SketchUp or something like that that's a little more straightforward, just to learn how to 3D model with.
Yeah.
Then as you learn, though, and you want to get into more advanced things, then you can start to gravitate towards Blender.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I would not recommend it for a beginner necessarily.
I completely agree. I wholeheartedly agree. I know that Blender is extremely powerful, and it can do a lot of things, but I've heard that the learning curve is steep, very, very steep. So,
yeah.
So what's one piece of advice that you would have for someone that's interested in starting to sell their 3D prints, whether it be through Shapeways or through their own e-commerce website?
The most important thing is you need to order your designs. And Shapeways really, if you read their blog and things like that, they really recommend that too. And the main reason is people aren't usually going to buy just a rendering of an object.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if all you have is a 3D rendering of it, even though some renderings are really awesome nowadays, people still want to see the physical object before they buy it.
Right.
And especially if you're selling online, you need to order a piece or two of your item so you can get good pictures of it to show people. I also order them because I go and do events and craft shows and things like that, and I sell them through those outlets too. But that's by far the most important thing. Is I think a lot of people think they're just going to design something and upload it and then start selling it, and that's really hard.
Yeah, totally. I completely agree with that advice, and that's really good advice. Whenever I'm on Shapeways or even Etsy and I see a rendering only, I kind of skip it. And even when I'm on things like Thingiverse and I'm looking through files, if I don't see any printed pictures, that's like my proof in the pudding that it can actually be printed. So,
and I guess I'm going to add one other thing to that question.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say the other thing I see a lot is I participate on the Shapeways forums quite a bit, and a lot of people think that they're going to immediately start selling things as soon as they upload something, and they get impatient if they don't make a sale right away, and it takes a lot of time and persistence to really build it up. So that's that's the other piece of advice, is be patient and stick with it.
Absolutely. You know what's funny is through the interviews that I've done already, people have been saying that it takes a while. You're not going to immediately start selling out of your inventory. So just to kind of stay determined and persistent, keep doing it, and eventually it will start to swing your way. But I did have another question for you. You were saying that you printed your you print your inventory and then take it to craft shows.
Yep.
Awesome. And I was wondering, do you actually tell people that it's 3D printed, or do you explain that concept to them, or is it more about the actual beautiful jewelry itself and not so much about the story of how it's made?
It depends. It depends, because sometimes you get all kinds of different people at those kind of events.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just there to browse and look around, and if they just want to look, I don't really talk to them or pressure them or anything. But if they start asking questions, you know, and some of them will be very curious, oh, do you make this stuff? And then I'll go ahead and explain to them what it is and how it's made and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to let, you know, people kind of guide the conversation, I guess.
That makes sense, totally. I was kind of curious because I was speaking with another one of my interviewees, Rob, and I was asking him how important the story of the fact that it's made in, like, essentially these boxes and robots are laying it layer by layer and creating it, which I think is cool, and you probably think is cool, but to, like, someone who's looking for a Celtic necklace may not necessarily need that information.
Right, so. Right. The most important thing to the people that I interact with is that they want to know, they like the idea that they're buying something from the person that designed it.
Okay.
They don't care as much about how it's made exactly, but if they get to talk to the actual designer, that does mean something to a lot of people.
Awesome. Well, perfect. So let me ask you this. What has been the most difficult part, or like the biggest hurdle that you found in getting your Shapeways store off the ground and getting your actual D&O Celtic jewelry site off the ground?
Marketing. And that's because, you know, I come from an engineering background, mm-hmm. and that's not an area that I really had any experience or training in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really what my focus has been here in 2014, is learning that part of it and understanding what works and trying different things in that area. So 2013 was really about expanding my line and doing a lot of designs, mm-hmm. and seeing what designs people liked. And 2014 is, I've done a few new designs this year, but most of it has been trying to get my existing designs out in front of people and seeing how far they can go.
Absolutely. And what's 2015 going to be about?
2015, so this year, in 2014, something like 40% of my sales were through the craft shows and things like that, and about 60% were online or through my Shapeways shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to grow the online part of that. That's what my goal is in next year, is to, because I'm not going to be able to do as many craft shows next year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to make that up in online sales.
Awesome.
So that's my goal next year, is to grow that part of it.
Something like 80-20, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, like that, yeah.
Yeah. And then another question that I have for you is regarding your marketing. You said that you were focusing on that in 2014. Do you have any tips that you'd be able to share with any of our listeners about how to market or advertise yourself via social media and even word of mouth?
Yeah, I'm still figuring out the social media part of it myself.
Sure.
I guess I would recommend having your own website, because it gives you another channel to sell your stuff. And I would also recommend, and there's also a lot more you can do with a website compared to just a Shapeways shop. And so I would say the two biggest things that I'm focusing on right now is, I have a mailing list on my website. I don't know if you got the pop-up for that email list, but I have an email list that people can sign up for and get a discount through their, if they order through my website.
Yes, I did see that.
I'm trying to build that up and get some return sales that way. And then the other thing is just in general with SEO, basically, like trying to get my website ranked higher on search engines and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one interesting thing that I found that helps with that is doing like kind of reciprocal agreements or link swaps with people, you know, other designers or other jewelry makers, where I'll do a review of their product or piece of jewelry, and then they'll review one of mine, and we kind of build links that way and kind of get our stuff in front of a different audience than it normally would otherwise. So
yeah.
Those are a couple of things that I'm trying. We'll see where it goes, I guess.
Yeah, that last idea in particular is actually really ingenious. I had never heard of anyone doing that, and I'm sure other people have heard of it, but I personally have never heard of it. It's really cool. And it also kind of plays off of the community aspect of 3D printing, and especially 3D printing in jewelry. So
yep.
That's really awesome. So for my final question, I'm wondering, is there anything that you're excited about in the near future? Do you have a new product coming out or an event that you're going to be doing?
I don't have any events right now, but
sure.
the new thing that is going on is some of my necklaces are for sale in a local store here.
Awesome.
That just opened last month, and it's a really amazing store. They feature all kinds of different products from local designers, but they also have some regional and national brands that we don't normally see around here. And so it's been a really cool thing. There's a lot of really artistic and amazing creative people that have stuff there. And so it just started last month. I've sold a couple pieces through them already, but I'm really interested to see where that goes.
That's amazing. I should ask, what area are you in? What state are you in?
I'm in Davenport, Iowa, which is in eastern Iowa.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm actually from Minneapolis, Minnesota. So
okay.
Right above you guys. But do you want to say the name of this store, just in case people from Iowa want to go in and check out your stuff?
Sure. It's called L&D 15, and there's a couple guys. David and Lepetti are the two guys that run it.
Mm-hmm.
And David is from this area originally, but he lived in New York for a while, and he and Lepetti moved back here and opened this store. So be interesting to see how they do.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like your jewelry's doing pretty well already, so that's really cool. Is there anything that you'd like to share with the audience regarding 3D printing in general?
Not really.
Okay.
I can't think of anything else really.
Yeah.
I guess the one thing that the opportunity I see for Shapeways is right now their model is all around selling one piece at a time. So you don't get any kind of discount really for ordering 10 pieces or 20 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of expensive yet, but it's coming down in price. They keep every once in a while they'll come out with a price reduction. And so, I don't know, I guess compared to a lot of the traditional jewelry manufacturing, it might be a bit more expensive, but I think that can change, you know, in time, so.
Absolutely. Well, perfect. Thank you so, so much for letting me interview you today, Daniel. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, anytime. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Daniel, are you still there?
Yeah, for some reason it was kind of breaking up there at the end. I don't know what happened.
Oh, it was breaking up, like my audio was breaking up?
A little bit, yeah. I don't know if it was my computer or what.
But. Yeah, I apologize. I could hear you perfectly fine. I know that I had, I'm getting over a little bit of a cold. So I've been kind of sucking on cough drops during the interview, but I can go through and check and make sure that it sounds okay. Okay. And if I experience any issues, we might want to maybe do the last, like, 10 seconds over.
Okay.
But yeah, so I usually request that you shoot me an email with all of your, like, your website that you'd like me to display with the podcast, your Shapeway site, and then any social media sites that you'd like me to include as well.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, and then can you, obviously, can you also, like, link me back so I can, because I'll put up a blog post or something about this as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I can send you the audio file and then a link to your actual podcast, which I always do.
Perfect, great.
Perfect, awesome. Do you have any other questions for me?
Not really, I guess. I'm kind of curious about your site, though. Like, what is the goal? What is your goal with your site?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. You know what's funny is that I am not quite sure. My desire is to interview people and to teach people as well. I want to teach people who don't know how to print, and I want to talk to people who, like, already own businesses that are making money off of their 3D prints. And I want to bring those two worlds together, but I'm not quite sure how.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Thank you. Do you have any, maybe, suggestions, or do you, what do you think?
I don't know. I would say, I know, I saw that you did kind of reach out already to some of the people at Shapeways.
Yeah.
That's definitely where I would start, because they know more than I do.
Totally, yeah.
You'll get a very different view of it from their standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what else to tell you besides that.
Yeah, totally. What initiated the question about the site?
Oh, I was just kind of curious, like, you know, just kind of curious where, what the context of this podcast was going to be in, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. I'm hoping to eventually talk to people that have Shapeway sites and that have Etsy sites, and then also moving into people on Thingiverse and YouMagine that are uploading their files. I want to be able to talk to some of them about modeling, because modeling has been the most difficult part for me for learning how to 3D print. Like, the actual printing process isn't really,
right.
I mean, it's not that hard. It's hard, but it's not that difficult.
Yeah.
It's just the modeling aspect. So
yeah.
I want to talk to more people who...
Another thing I can say is, like, there's some people out there what I see as the cutting edge of all this,
mm-hmm.
is people that are creating apps for 3D printing. And what that is like, and there are some of them, if you go on Shapeways, and I think it's under, like, design of product or something,
mm-hmm.
They call them, like, easy creator apps type of thing. And Shapeways has several of their own, but there's other people designing things. And what it is like, you don't need to know how to model to create a custom design.
Wow.
Like, there's one of them that will take a 2D picture that's like a black and white image, and it will just protrude it into the third dimension. Is the simplest one that they have.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then it'll create the model, and you can order it right there.
Hmm.
And then there's, and I've actually used that for a couple things here and there. But then there's other ones that are a lot more complicated, and there's other users that are creating their own. And one of them is a guy, so, you know, I feel a little intimidated a lot of times because some of these guys are so incredible.
Yeah.
That compared to what I do, it kind of blows me away. But there's this one guy that used to work for Pixar, and he created an app that makes all these knot rings, and you can change, like, how many different, you know, obviously you can change the size and the height and, you know, the diameter and the height, and
mm-hmm.
then you can change how many different cords you want woven together, and, like, what pattern, and all this stuff, and then you can get it exactly how you like it, and then you can order it.
Nice. That's actually amazing.
You don't know how to 3D model, you just need to know how to, you know, play around this app, and you can create some pretty cool things. And there's a lot of people, you'll go on there, there's this there's another person that has this Monstermatic app where you create all these different like monsters just where you can customize all these different things on them. It just that's what I see is like the future is like more and more of that kind of stuff.
Nice. That's amazing. I had no idea that there were apps out there that allowed you to kind of I'm doing air quotes here, but like model your own. So you can kind of like customize it a little bit. You're not technically modeling.
Yep.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, yeah. It starts out with a basic model, and then you can change it and add to it and things like that is how they usually work.
That's really cool. There is a huge like element of the customization of things. Like just being able to have a consumer be able to customize something and make it their own. And even though it may be produced by, like, mass manufacturers, you still are getting your individual piece out of it. So that's really cool. I'm going to look into that.
The one guy that I know a little bit is, his name is John Allwine.
Is he the guy that worked for Pixar?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's in Montana. Oh. Shop called Freakin' Sweet Knots.
Nice.
So everything he makes is like knot related, you know, knot rings and knot pendants, and some of it is kind of similar to my stuff, but not, I don't know, mine's a little bit different.
Yes.
Yeah. Mine's specifically more Celtic, and his is more kind of generic.
Okay, so. Yeah. That's really cool. Thank you for passing that information along. Yeah. I'm going to definitely check him out. Well, cool. Awesome. I'm gonna oh my gosh, my voice is breaking up again. I'm gonna head though so that I can let you get on with your day and then I can edit your audio as well. But yeah, you have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh.